Hey, we're live. Hey, good evening. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. How are you doing? I guess we're doing another late night episode. Crazy day today. It was a Monday, classic Monday. Today I want to talk about transparency and out of the Scrum Guide. But I also want to talk about opportunity because I was having fun. So I'm just going to share a little of fun. And by the way, so part of this episode will be I am testing to see how the latency is in my recordings because I've been having problems lately. I ran a diagnostic on the system I have for my connection to see if it would fix it. So if it looks like it's going away, then I think we're good. So we'll see how it goes on this thing. So if you hear me just doing this, I might be delaying a little bit because of latency. Anyway, I want to share something. So just for the heck of it, saw on Facebook Marketplace, my son loves hockey, right? So there was one guy selling his collection of hockey cards for a couple bucks. Not too bad. And I'm like, hey, do you want this? He's like, yeah. So we did a mass run. As soon as I was done work, as soon as he was done his homework, drove all the way up to the suburbs to pick up this set, which is pretty cool. And I was really interested in, there was one deck in there that was in like the original blue box. And I thought it had actually unopened cards. And I was like, that would be cool. But apparently they were opened. But what I thought was neat was that these cards, I don't know if you could see them, they're actually bilingual, like the opposite. But there's English and French. I'm assuming it's French. It looks like French. It's definitely not. I don't think it's Spanish. So because of the Canadian, because it's got a Canadian flag, so I'm assuming it's a French and English version of the cards. I just thought it was neat. Anyway, so that was one. That was just something he found. But for what he got, they got this box. Ooh. You got some that actually were inside. Top loaders. Sweet. Oh, is that Mary Lou? Mary Lou? Hey. Look. Mario Lemieux. He did a good job. He got a good deal. Wow. First time I'm looking at these cards. Anyway, those are nice cards. So we'll see how much they are. But he's having fun. He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. But we're having fun going out. So here's just like one box. And then he got another box. And another box. Hope he likes hockey because we bought a lot of boxes of cards. So the guy was selling his collection. So he'll be busy, let's just say. But I also showed this thing about transparency. This empty box or half full of highlighters or markers, dry erase markers, right? So why am I talking about transparency? Because I find it interesting. When I coach teams, so many people are so, well, we can't show with anybody what we're doing, and it's a secret, and we don't want the pressure. You know, I get more suspicious when people tell me they don't want the pressure. I'm like, what are you afraid of that you don't want anybody to know how your burndown is, how you're doing? Are you hiding something? That is not very transparent in his words. Now, can they be used against the team? Yes. However, for the team not to want to share any of that or scrum masters, I'm like, either you're totally fearful of what you're producing or you just totally screwed up company. Like if you're that scared of the company, then maybe you shouldn't work there. But I'm just saying. So here's my thought. I was reading the definition. I've done this before. Transparency enables inspection. Inspection without transparency is misleading and wasteful. I didn't even do the intro to our show, did I? By the way, this is our 737th episode. We're almost at 10,000 downloads for the podcast, if anybody was interested. And I'm talking about bringing value to the customer. And just being practical here, because without sharing stuff. Like, for example, my biggest pet peeve, and I think I wrote this in the comments, is like when I sit in meetings or debriefs, favorite one, the status brief, right? And the team says, or the scrum master or the product owner says, everything's green. Everything's beautiful. I've been to a couple PI planning events where one manager was like, oh, yeah, everything's great. Everything's great. Another manager over here was saying, oh, we haven't talked to you about any of this stuff yet. So I wouldn't go saying everything's green. So the fact that they're telling them everything's green when they have all these dependencies and they haven't identified the connections yet in those dependencies, I wouldn't say everything was perfectly hunky-dory, right? But I love that when they say it's green. And the beauty about being transparent and seeing burn down charts and all that, when I have teams tell me, well, they're on schedule. I mean, they're doing good, right? I'm like, but your burn down chart isn't coming down at all. And you only have 2 days left in the sprint. So how do you tell me that's healthy, right? So, but they're all reporting out everything's green. Got a quarterly release, or we're ready, getting ready for big room planning or BI planning, or we're coming down to the end and everything's good. I'm like, you only got 50% of the work done that you said you wanted to get done. So how is this all green? I don't understand. Or we're green, or my other favorite thing, transparency wise. So this is where I design my boards. I will design my dashboards in such a way that says a couple things that check each other out, right? One, I look for stuff listed as impediments. No impediments, okay. Then I go over and look at, when I look at the burn down chart, I'm like, well, nothing's burned down. So that's kind of suspicious. But I also look at like how long before the last time a story or a task was updated. Tasks, I look at every day or every 2 days. Anything more than a day or two or a task flags it. And then stories, anything more than 2 or 3 days flags it. And it really goes by team norms or team definition done or whatever. And one of the norms is like, okay, we should flag it after so many days it doesn't change. What I find amazing is when everyone tells me everything's green. However, one thing you tell me, we don't have an impediment on the other side of the look. We haven't delivered anything in 14 days. I'm like, how are you not blocked? Or we've been working on a story. We're waiting on somebody. It's not here. We've been waiting on someone for 20 days. But yet you don't mark anything as impeded, right? So this is where visibility and transparency really help out. Because I can inspect it. I can get a report out. Like we said, you know, inspection without transparency is misleading and wasteful. So maybe they inspect it and they maybe report out something, but it's really not true. So it's really misleading when they say, well, we're doing great. In whose mind, right? In your team's mind? Okay. However, is your team's mind correct in comparison to other groups? And say, well, we can't compare other groups. I'm like, yes, you can. And people can argue with me all you want, but I would say, yes, you can. And, but I could say this thing of dry erase markers, I have all I need. However, been transparent is I'm missing 1, 2, 3, 4 other colors that were in this box. Where'd the other 4 colors go? I don't know. But that's being transparent, right? I have these 4 which I can use, but I'm missing 4. But that's okay because I only need these other 4 that are still here to do what we want to do. But that's being transparent. By someone just saying, well, I got all the ones I need, but didn't really kind of show that I'm missing 4 out of the 8. You know, that's kind of being misleading on that. Who knows? But I just want to share that with you on that whole idea. And then just going out and having fun, right? I'm having fun with the kid. My wife's going to kill me. She's going to see all these cards. She's like, I'm going to freaking kill you. I don't want all this stuff in my house. So Anyway, the only good thing is that my kid can't use electronics until he cleans up all his cards in his room. He's in a rude awakening for that. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I think the latencies are fixed up because I don't see anything. We'll see tomorrow. Work on my topics for tomorrow a little bit better. And in the morning, because I don't have to do any more interviews for the Agile Online Summit because I got all my interviews done. So now I'm just working on the editing and handing them off to the people running the show. So, and that's on the 25th, 26th, and 27th, which is, I'll look up on here, next Monday. So a week from today. Ooh. Now it stopped. That's not good. I don't know what it is. I think it's a computer. Anyway, we're back. I think it's Windows. That's my guess. I got a conflict going on. I got to figure out what it is. The latency is still here. Failed the test. No, I ran the test. I thought I was doing good. Most of it went well until I hit the time button, which tells me it's probably a Windows thing. But I also got error with the connector. So I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, you have a great evening, great day. See you tomorrow. Take care. Happy scrumming. And try to be more transparent in what you're doing. Don't be hesitant. Like, I got the feedback yesterday. It wasn't bad. It was fine. It was perfectly legit. Actually, I agreed 100% with everything the person said. So I'm fixing all my little spreadsheet things. Anyway, take care. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Happy scrumming and...